family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Before the pastor come up to give you announcements, I would like to give y'all a praise report on my wife.
Amen.
I know a lot of y'all has been praying, but I'd like to thank God first.
Yeah.
To see what he's doing in my wife's life.
Yes, sir.
I see small progresses, but I thank him for the little things.
Yes.
Amen. I thank him for the little things. Right now, she's currently in Compass. You know, it used to be called Health South, you know, for rehabilitation. She's in the right place.
Yes, sir.
I'm good with that. She's going to be there for a couple of weeks. But I know, I'm hoping, I didn't say wishing.
Yeah.
See, wishing and hoping is two different things.
Yes, sir.
Hope, when you talk about hope, that's an expectation.
Yes, sir.
See, so I'm hoping that she's going to be better when she come back than she was before she went in.
Trust in God.
She's in good spirits. I thank you all for your prayers. They do work. You know, especially when we have corporate prayer. When everybody's praying for the same thing. Not just for my wife, but for all the sick and shut-ins, all the people that we pray for. You know, we need to just continue to pray for each other. Like we sang, used to sing that song at the end of the service, I pray for you.
Yeah.
You pray for me.
Yes, sir.
We all are part of God's body.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Church say amen again.
Amen.
It's always good to get a praise report.
Yes, sir.
When you pray and you see God moving on behalf people.
Yes.
We're excited about today and all the things that God is doing and have done and continue to do. Many of you, we sent out a request to pray for Kyle DeVille. And as I came to the church to pray, meditate, talk to the Lord in continuous prayer, Lord told me to give his father a call just to check. And he said, Pastor, I don't know how you know this. He said, I was on the verge of calling you when you called me. And he said that Kyle is better.
Amen.
He said they didn't have to do it.
Amen.
So we are grateful for the improvement that
he
received.
Yes.
I told him that I would continue to pray for Kyle. This pandemic, this virus that have been ravishing the world is nothing to play with. And we've been asked as pastors to encourage you to make sure you get vaccinated.
Yeah.
It's critical. There are so many misnomers. You know, one of the things, and I need to share this, I don't want to prolong the service. One of the things that has been misrepresented, and there has been a legacy of it over the last several years, is what they call miscommunication or false news.
Yeah.
And that has just messed this country up. And now people don't know what's true versus what's false. And that was a design purpose, and that was a design reason for that. And I've often said half the truth is a lie. And when we think about what has been done to this country, it's a travesty. And yet now people are questioning being vaccinated as maybe I should or maybe I shouldn't. But if we don't get, I've been vaccinated, I've received both shots, and I've had no complications, no problems, and I'm encouraging all to get your vaccination.
Yes, sir.
I was given some information. Many of you know I'm on the board of directors at the Red Peaks Primary Healthcare Clinic, and we just received some information from the state regarding COVID-19 vaccination information. And it says the Louisiana Department of Health, in cooperation in coordinating the COVID-19 vaccine distribution effort in Louisiana, as more vaccines become available from the CDC, more individuals and groups will be offered this vaccination. Limited amount of COVA vaccines are available at selected locations for only people 65 and older, dialysis providers and patient ambulatory and outpatient providers and staff, behavioral health providers and staff, urgent care clinic providers and staff. We've had an increase.
Yes.
Community care providers and staff, dental providers and staff, non-emergency medical transportation providers and staff, professional home care providers. They're trying to get everybody.
Yes, sir.
Younger, older and younger people with disabilities over the age of 16 who receive community or home-based care, as well as clients of home health agencies. They are including more and more people to get vaccines. American Sign Language, health-related support personnel, lab, mortuary staff who have contracted, well, I'm not gonna go there for it. Law enforcement, school and health students, residents and staff, Louisiana Unified Command Groups, state and local essential emergency response, teachers, and any other support staff working on site in K-12 or daycare. All pregnant persons, individuals ages 55 through 64 with at least one of the conditions listed by the CDC as placing them in an increased risk of serious illness. Now, here are some of those: cancer, chronic kidney disease, COPD, Down syndrome, heart condition, in compromised state, I hope I said that right, obesity and severe obesity. So there has been an increase. If some of this pertain to you or your health condition, I'm gonna leave this at the church and we'll post it. If you fall in that category, make sure you inquire about getting your vaccine. Amen?
Amen.
Certainly we all need it. And like I said, I've already received my vaccine and I have no complications, none of the things that people are saying, possibility. And I'm hearing that all across the country, blacks, our people are reluctant to take it because they think there's something mysterious about it and that, you know, it would be a detriment to us. But let me say, I have not had any problems with the vaccine. And many of you who have had one vaccine and some have had two, you can ask them what their reaction have been as well. So I implore you, please get your vaccine.
Amen.
Continue to pray for all of our members that desire to be here and cannot. The Winbush family and the homeborn of Sister Dorothy Winbush, Kyle DeVille, the Maxwell family, the Faith family, Tracy as well, Bell, and all of our members who desire to be here and who are not.
Yeah.
So continue to pray for them. Yeah. And let me just say to all of our, those of you who are visiting with us today, maybe for the first time, or maybe you are here on a continuous basis, I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis. I'm the senior pastor here at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. We're a church where Christ is first, everybody is somebody, and God smiles. If you desire to unite with us in any capacity, please make sure you leave your name at the back of the church with our ushers, our deacon, or deaconesses, and we will gladly respond back to you and bring you into our service as well. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, we come before your presence as we honor you today. We bless you, we honor and glorify your holy and great name. We now pray, Heavenly Father, as we come before your presence with thanksgiving. We ask you to look down upon this thy servant. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you touch me in a way that I may share what you have called me to share. Now, Father, breathe on me. Yes. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew.
Yes.
That I may say what you have anointed me to say,
Lord.
And then do what you have anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest. Truly, you are worthy to be praised.
Yes.
And it's in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bell, to you, the Antioch family, to those that are visiting with us today, if there be any, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching by internet, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you today, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter and 13th verse. The Gospel of John, the 15th chapter and the 13th verse, where we find these words which are recorded, and we have it on our screen. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. Thank you. You may be seated.
Amen.
Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. I want to use for a topic, a love friendship to remember.
Amen.
A love friendship to remember. My brothers and sisters, what are some of the friendships you remember? Were they good or were they bad? Growing up as a child, one of my best friends was named Napoleon Mitchell. And as we grew older, our friendship became competitive. And it pushed both of us to educational excellence. Napoleon and I were just average elementary students, but as we became high school students, Napoleon all of a sudden went from a C to an A, and your path.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485.